Let me introduce you to my friend and hero, James Randi, the skeptic and magician, whose James Randi Educational Foundation has been fighting the fight for reason and against woo-woo pseudoscience for years now. Randi, famous for his million-dollar challenge, saying to anybody in the world, if they can prove that they have psychic or paranormal abilities under rigorous scientific testing, then they would get a $1 million check. That money has been in a Goldman Sachs account for years now, and not one penny of it has ever had to be paid out. I've invited Randi to join me here this morning because he was the one who uncovered a story that was actually affecting the lives of the men and women in uniform serving for both this country and others fighting the war in Iraq. Randi, it's always a pleasure. How are you this morning?
Paul, it's good to hear from you. It's been a while, you know, since we've been in touch.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure talking to you again as well. Let's talk a little bit about this this guy who came up with an idea to try to get some money out of the military, not just here in the U.S., but also in the U.K., claiming that he had invented a piece of bomb-detecting equipment. His name is Jim McCormick, right?
That's correct.
Okay, tell me about the equipment he sold to the military.
Well, first of all, Paul, all of the dowsing rods, these so-called bomb detectors and such, and personnel detectors, are all the same thing. They're phonies. They don't have any working electronics inside them. It depends on what they call the dowsing principle, which means that certain people have psychic powers that enable them to wag a stick around, or a fork stick, or a twig, or a piece of coat hanger wire, pendulums, all kinds of things like that. That would indicate to them whether there's a person in the box or not a person in the box, or explosives in the suitcase or whatever. This is a popular delusion that people suffer from. We've offered our $1 million prize now for over 10 years to anybody who can prove any paranormal power. And quite as you said it, Paul, not that they have to have it, but that they can prove the existence of such a power, whether somebody else has it or not. In any case, the dowsers and the dowsing claims constitute literally about 85% of the claimants that come for the $1 million prize. And they're all tested, and usually in other countries, because they're in Lithuania and Australia and distant places, and we have our agencies over there test them, and they always fail. I mean, that's 100%, 101% perhaps, of all of them, just they fail. They can't do what they think they can do and what they claim they can do. Now, that doesn't mean that dowsing powers don't exist. Maybe they do someplace. All I'm saying is, if you've got them, and you can show that you've got them, or you know somebody else who's got them, and they can prove their case, they get $1 million. It's that plain and that clear. It's with Goldman Sachs, as you said, and it's sitting there waiting. It's now $1.4 million and gathered interest over the years, but it's sitting there waiting to be claimed by anyone who can actually prove their case.
And there have been people who claimed that they could use dowsing rods to find water or oil or all sorts of things through the years, but this guy claimed that he had a device that would find bombs, and as you say, no working parts in them, so it's essentially the same kind of concept. But the question is, how does he get contracts with the military for this equipment?
Because the military is not very smart. That's the bottom line right there. Now, the Minister of Defense in Iraq has just declared via BBC that he has tested the ADE-561, which is the particular model of this thing, and there are hundreds of them all over the world with different names, the quadrolocator, the mole, all kinds of things like this. They're trade names for exactly the same thing, a useless piece of a stick that looks as if it has some electronics in it and turns out to have nothing in there but some tangled wires, if even that. And this guy has gotten a huge amount of sales, like $85 million to the Iraqi government alone, and don't think that some officials haven't got their fingers in the commission basket on this sort of thing. The Minister of Defense in Iraq has declared that he's used it himself, and it works 100%. Now, that's an easy claim to examine. But the guy won't apply for the $1 million. All you have to do is fill out the form, send it to us, and you've applied, and then we have somebody there to test you, and if you win, you get the $1 million. This is a very simple, straightforward, honest answer, and it's backed by the funds. And yet this guy won't make an easy $1 million. Maybe he's too much rewarded by the people who sell this phony stick and other devices similar to it to the government, and he probably makes a commission off the sales and such and wants to encourage it. I don't know. I'd like to know, but why aren't these officials held to the post? They should be able to prove what they say and that they really have done this sort of thing, and this guy won't step forward and say, I'd like the $1 million, because we will test him at the drop of a hat. At the drop of $1 million, let's say.
$1 million hat. Yeah. So has this Iraqi defense minister ever said, besides the fact that anecdotally, I've tried it and it worked, was there anyone else around when he tried it? Has he offered up any evidence whatsoever that this thing works?
No evidence whatsoever. He didn't say when or where he did it, how he did it, what the controls were on the test that he did. I think that I don't know. I just can't tell whether the man is just stupid or whether he's a little more ambitious than he might be.
Now, the thing that bothers me most about this is, you know, if somebody is a dowser who claims that they can find water on somebody's land and can't find it,
mm-hmm.
obviously, because dowsing doesn't really work. The only people who are going to be hurt by that are the victims of his scam right there who, you know, may have paid him money to find it, and so, you know, they fell for it. But in this case, we have a military that is buying equipment that doesn't work, that is supposed to find bombs. You know, if we buy equipment that's supposed to find bombs, we want it to actually be able to find bombs, because if you don't, you might find bombs the wrong way.
Exactly.
With them going off and killing and hurting and maiming people. And so we actually literally have lives on the line here for this pseudoscientific garbage.
Well, I would like this Iraqi official and a couple of other generals who have supported his statements on the thing to take these rods out into a minefield, Paul. Now, that's a pretty good picture, don't you think?
I love that.
These guys wagging sticks around, and they hear boom every now and then. Whoops, there's one that didn't work. Boom, there's another one that didn't work. I think they could clear minefields very well this way, as long as we had enough of them, and I'm sure there would be enough of them.
Well, for $85 million, we should have plenty of them by now.
You would think. You would think so. But the interesting and the frightening thing, Paul, is this. Now, I have a couple of, secret affiliates, people within various government agencies of the United States who are presently resident in Iraq, and I won't go any further than that.
Yep.
But they confided in me and have told me that every access point to Baghdad, every single access point by road or by air, is covered with the ADE-561 bomb detector. It's actually an explosive detector. It's supposed to pick up on any explosives, even a 22 cartridge in somebody's pocket is supposed to set it off. It's very sensitive, you see. And all of these entrance points to Baghdad are covered by this device, and yet bombs go off every day all over the place. Now, this is not only a safety hazard. These are militia, and they're civilians who are subject to these bomb idiots that are going to go around and explode vests in front of everybody. And they get into restaurants and gatherings, theaters, are all supposed to be protected by the ADE-561. And if that's the only tool they're using, other than a pat-down or some good common sense and a few questions asked of the people they might suspect, then all of Baghdad's going to be in rubble in no time.
Yeah, not only that, but if we don't put this sort of pseudoscientific crap, let's call it anti-scientific crap, if we don't put a stop to this now, then with the way we're going with the TSA at our airports here and people desperate to find bombs in underwear after the Christmas Day scare over Detroit, then we could have had this sort of stuff being deployed here on the home front because, well, the military is using it in large quantities in Iraq, so we should use it here for homeland security as well, and that's how this sort of nonsense spreads.
Now, it is being used by Homeland Security. That's the really scary thing.
What?
I have been to airports in Miami about about two and a half months ago, I was in the Miami airport, and I saw the dogs walking around sniffing baggage from Colombia, of all places, Colombia, South America. You might suspect that there might be dope or something in those bags.
Yeah.
So what they had was these sniffing dogs, and the dogs are very, very good at it, by the way. As you know, their noses are hugely sensitive, and they're well-trained. Now, they're rather expensive, of course, but they work. And that's better than spending $85 million in a country halfway across the world on devices that don't work. I think you would agree. But the Homeland Security people were using not only the dogs, but also this dowsing rod thing. And when I questioned them about it, they said, oh, no, the dowsing rod is not officially approved, but we use it to indicate the baggage that we then send the dogs to investigate. So the dogs are stymied. The dogs don't get to investigate all of the baggage by sniffing it as it goes by. They only sniff the bags that the dowsing rod indicates. So where's the common sense and reasoning in this sort of thing? Homeland Security is invested in these things? Yes. Our tax money, your tax money, my tax money, and the tax money of your listeners, Paul, is being involved in this. It's being squandered. It's being wasted on this idiot in the UK. I shouldn't call him an idiot. He's a very smart guy. He's taking our money. He's taking money from innocent people all over the world and selling them this crap.
Now, the only good news in this story is that this guy, Jim McCormick, has been arrested by the British authorities on suspicion of fraud by misrepresentation. A spokesperson in the two counties in England that are investigating this say, we're looking into this. He has been arrested. He has been released on bond. I'm not surprised he was able to make bail with all that money coming in from the military. But they say, given the obvious sensitivities around this matter, we cannot discuss it any further at this time. But at least, Randy, we've gotten to the point where we've gotten the skeptical world, led by you, has gotten the attention of some authorities who said, you know what, maybe we should check this stuff out.
Yeah. Now, I have been railing for this, as you know, Paul, for years and years now. I first came upon this particular guy, McCormick, and his phony rod. I came upon it a few years back, and I put stuff up on my website about it all the time. No one paid any attention to it. You're yelling in the wind, you know. You're not getting anyone to listen to you at all. And people look and they say, is he a police officer or is he a military person? Is he a politician? No, he's a magician. Oh, well, we don't have to pay any attention to a magician. But, Paul, the point is, as a magician, I know the methods of deception that are used by these people. I know them psychologically. I know how they operate because they operate very much the way we do, though we do it for purposes of entertainment, of course, and there's a vast difference between the two fields, entertainment and swindling. We know how these people think. We know how they operate. We know the gimmicks they use. Why doesn't somebody start to pay attention to the magicians out there? Now, we're performers. Yes, we are. We're show people. Ta-ta-ta-ta, the whole thing. Yes. We dress up funny, and we walk around, we get people to laugh and such, but we know our trade. We know how easily people are fooled and how they're swindled. We should be consulted.
All right, now I've got to go here in just a minute. I'm curious. The Brits are paying attention and are going after this guy.
Yep.
Now, what about the American government and the Pentagon? Are they still buying this guy's stuff?
They won't pay any attention to this talk. They just don't. The Assistant Minister of Defense back in 2002 or so issued a statement about this sort of thing, and he said, no, ignore all the information the National Institutes of Health and the National Academy of Sciences come up with. No. This is the best we've got going for us. No, it isn't. It's the worst. There's no technology involved in the thing whatsoever. It's fake. But when you get officials at that level of the government telling people, oh, don't pay any attention to what the National Science Association wants to tell you. No, they don't know what they're doing. No, examine everything and test it and such. We're wasting our money. We're wasting our time. We're wasting our assets on this sort of thing.
More importantly, we're wasting lives.
That's right. We're putting them in danger. We're putting everybody in every airport all over the United States of America and around the world. We're putting them in danger by following up on this sheer quackery.
Very well said. Randy, keep up the great work. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Paul.
For more information on this, go to Randy's website, randi.org. That's the website of the James Randi Educational Foundation.